We're talking with graduated senior Ashlyn Loomis of Beloit, a beautiful young lady and one hell of an athlete. Ashlyn, you made it kindergarten through 12th grade. You're a graduated senior now. If there was one thing you could go back and tell young ladies at Beloit junior, senior high school or in grade school that how to survive Beloit High School, what would it be?
Probably to work as hard as you can and don't expect things to get handed to you.
Well, Ashlyn, you're one of the for sure top three pole vaulters in 3A. Ashley Lehman of Heston has a jump of 12-1, but you and Bentley Pruitt have been jumping 10-6 pretty consistently this year.
Yeah.
Your first completed jump was 7'6" in your freshman year. Talk about why you picked pole vault and how you've developed over the last 4 years to jump 10'6".
Yeah, so growing up, I was a gymnast, and that kind of is what started what got me into pole vault, because everyone's like, well, if you're a gymnast, you got to do pole vault. So I started doing that in junior high. My brother also did it before me in junior high. And then I just grew to love it and continued doing it through high school.
It takes a lot of legs and a lot of arm. Talk about the technique of lining up, how you get your tape where you want it, and the actual, I noticed during the Beloit relays that you guys push the pole along the ground and don't lift it up. Talk about how you set your tape and then your approach.
Yeah, so there's a lot of technique that goes with it. You have to think about like a million things for one jump. And so we learned pushing it because we'd go to Jamestown, and that's kind of where we learned our technique and whatnot. And so he teaches us by pushing it because it's kind of like, it's not as much arm strength you have to use, but once you go up to the bigger heights, it's probably better to carry it rather than push it like we do. And I think Bentley is going to start carrying it next year because it's just, well, you can run faster carrying it, and it just like kind of saves some of your energy when you get to the plant box.
So once you've got your approach down and you're pushing your pole along or carrying it, once you hit that box, what happens?
Well, for me, I close my eyes and hope I make it. But before that happens, you got to think about driving your knee, being strong, and just thinking about the million things you have to think about to get that perfect jump and make the height.
Well, Ashlyn, you jumped 7'6" as a freshman. Now you've improved 3 foot.
Yeah.
What do you think has been the biggest difference from freshman till now, your senior year?
Yeah, I definitely got stronger and developed more. And I probably hit my peak last year. But this year I've been really working on my form and everything. And the prior years, I didn't really focus on it that much. I just thought of running fast and planting and hoping I'd make it. But this year I'm kind of cracking down on the technique that goes with it. And that's helping me get better too.
Tell us about your best jump ever, whether it was in practice or competition. Have you been above 10'6"?
I don't think I've ever gone above 10'6", but in practice we usually we get on small poles, small runs, and work on our form because it's easier to do those at the smaller heights. And in competition, that will transfer over. But my best jump was probably at the Smith Center meet. I don't know why, but that this year and last year have been where I hit 10'6" in the season. And I don't know if it's their facilities or whatnot, but I usually have my best meet there.
So that's probably your favorite track just because you've gone your highest at Smith Center. And they do take great care of their facilities. But tell me about the Beloit relays the last 4 years, obviously jumping 7'6" and now 10'6". Just the whole fact that it's one of the biggest relays and track and field meets in the state of Kansas. What does it mean to especially be a senior this last time jumping the Beloit relays?
Yeah, it's really nice to have all the support there, all your friends and family watching you. It just makes you want to do good and just make them proud of what you're jumping and representing Beloit.
Coach Kate Hewitt, a school record holder in the boys pole vault, is your coach. What does he tell you, both good and bad, when you're not quite having the best day of your life or when you have the best day of life? What's his consistency that he tells you in Bentley?
Yeah, he likes us working on our form, and
Well, Ashlyn, you, a windy day like today, you'll have practice and you're going to have to probably jump. I mean, there's probably a time where they don't do pole vault because the wind is so strong. Talk about adjusting with when the wind's blowing above 30 mile an hour.
Yeah. At practice, if the wind's too strong, we'll usually do drills that don't require us getting on big poles and big runs and small runs. But today we're going to go down to Jamestown to work on our big runs in the indoor facility they have.
Well, Ashlyn, you're setting second in 3A behind Ashley Lehman of Heston. There are five young ladies vying for three spots to the state track meet in Wichita. You and Bentley Pruitt and Alyssa Edgerton of Lakin all have jumped 10 foot 6. Maria Martin of Goodland is 10 foot, and Carrie Ann Duffy of Colby is 9'6". As you approach the meet on Thursday at Scott City, what are you going to have to do to place?
We'll definitely have to go clean through 10 and first one over 10.6, and hopefully we can even get higher than that. But yeah, we'll definitely have to be clean through 10 to get in the top three.
Actually, you've placed at the state track meet. There's nothing other like the state track meet in Wichita. Mm-hmm. Just tell us about all the fans, the people cheering, and what it's like jumping in front of that many people.
It's definitely a surreal experience. There's a lot of people, a lot of eyes on you, and you just have to be confident in your skills and abilities and just go out there and do what you do.
Well, Ashlyn, best of luck at regional, and I think you're going to make it to state and hopefully have a great time at state. You've come a long ways from kindergarten to graduating a week or two ago, and I know your coaches, Ryan Isbell and Kate Hewitt, are very, very happy. It's not every day where it's pretty much automatic that the pole vault girls, Ashlyn Loomis and Bentley Pruitt, stick 19 points on the board. And when the team is scoring over 195 points, it's sure nice to have those points. Anything you and Bentley do during a meet to kind of pump you guys up, knowing that you're probably going to place 1-2?
Yeah, we are definitely each other's number one supporters. We are competition for each other, which is good. It's good to have competition, but we also love each other. So it's just a good experience to be vaulting with her.
Well, Ashlyn, best of luck to you and Bentley on Thursday, and we hope to see you at the state track meet.
Thank you.
John Bowden, KD Country 94, Z96.3 Sports.